Libyanka was on Fresh FM on your playlist with a brand new song called Ja. Now it's J. Palvin and Burna Boy on Namibia's Heart and Soul Roller Coaster. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, around about this time, every single day, or weekdays rather, we check in with you, okay? We check in with you because you listen to us while you're on your hustle. You listen to us while you are going to your next meeting. You listen to us while compiling that that proposal. You listen to us while, you know what I mean, you are doing your presentation, you know what I mean? Or done with your presentation on your way to your next hustle, you have Fresh FM on, okay, and we love it. So we're going to check in with someone who's out in Oranjemund.
Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
It's 9:27 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. Jeremy.
Yes, good morning.
How are you doing, Jeremy?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, and you guys?
Ah, no, we're fantastic this side in Ventu. Jeremy, what's the weather like there in Oranjemund yesterday?
It's just a bit chilly, but we are hoping for the sun to warm up the atmosphere.
Has it been chilly this whole time?
Come again?
Has it been chilly this whole time, like the last couple of weeks or so?
Yes, it was also we got plenty rain also, and that causes, I think it was a cold front that came through or something.
Yo.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, no, Shaquan, I did mention that you guys are receiving rain that side. Anyhow, Jeremy, Jeremy, you are a laboratory operator. You operate the labs, isn't it? What exactly is that? You know what I mean? And how long have you been doing it?
Okay, I'm a laboratory operator in the mining industry, né? And I've been doing it like for 7 years now. Yeah, basically, we in the morning, we take samples from various equipment and machines, and then we analyze it. And like we have predetermined benchmarks, which indicates if a machine underperforms. So then we can create like a job card so that someone can go and fix that machine.
Yeah.
That's just a roundup of.
Like a roundup. So, but what is your day look like, your day-to-day? Now, okay, you collect those samples and you do this every day now.
Every day it's basically the same. But we also have projects sometimes which involve the metallurgist people, they will have a assignment or project, and then we also assist on that project. But basically, we are the quality side of the mining industry to make sure that the stuff we produce is quality and not that we are not wasting the environment on without even extracting the resource successfully.
Yeah. Now, Jeremy, did you study for the stuff, or was it they on the job?
I was fortunate enough to get a job by them as a trainee lab operator. So I just hit grade 12 in my driver's license, the regular stuff. And then you just do in-house training by them. That is all, basically.
Yeah. Now, you've been doing this for about 7 years now. What's the plan? You are about to hit 10 years. In 3 years' time, you're going to hit 10 years. That's if you still want to be there. What is your personal goal? What do you want to do in the next three years or in the next 5 years?
Okay, I'm currently busy studying online. But my passion is actually IT, so I don't... The normal path for a lab operator to follow is to become a metallurgist. But then you have to study engineering as well. But my passion is IT, so I'm currently studying IT, and hopefully I will get an internship here by my company as well. And from there, just doing the stuff you love every day.
Man,
and listening to Fresh FM.
I think you're an inspiration, man. I promise you. Because we've had many people on this platform, on this specific segment, and you're the first lab operator. But you said you want to be a metallurgist. Do we out say? Wow. You learn things something new every day. Jeremy, do you know the game of anything but correct?
Actually, I don't know the game.
Yeah? Okay. Let me tell you how anything but correct works, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
The deal is, I ask you 5 questions.
Yes.
In a space of 30 seconds. And your challenge is to answer with anything but correct answers.
Okay.
Yeah, so you must give me incorrect answers.
I understand, yeah.
Here's another rule also. You are not allowed to pause in between answering, okay? You have to give me an answer immediately.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Are you ready, Buta?
I'm ready.
Okay, playing the game of anything but correct is Jeremy, who's out in Oranjemund. Let's see if Jeremy has what it takes to do 30 seconds with the NSK. Now, question number one. When is Kasinga Day in Namibia, Buta?
25 December.
Okay. Is it true that Namibia gained its independence from Australia?
Yes, it's true.
Anything but correct. Okay. 1 + 3 is?
7.
Okay. Ondangwa is most in the Harada region, true or false?
It's true.
All right. Scrip is a well-known young politician from Nudo Party, true or false?
True.
All right. Gaza is running for president?
False.
Okay. Who is South Africa's first president?
Jacob Zuma.
Okay, and you are in Oranjemund, Mos?
Yes.
Nailed you! Nailed you! Nailed you! Nailed you!
Yeah, you guys did.
I got you, bro. By the last question, it was literally a couple of seconds left, dude. Oh, man. You were almost there, my guy. You were almost there. But you can see that the game is a bit of a trick, right?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Jeremy,
but
it's fun. It really is. Jeremy, what are your final words, man? Who are you giving those shout outs to?
I just want to give a shout out to my family, because when I'm working, I'm always far away from them, but I'm thinking about them all the time. And I love them.
The family is where now? Zealand, Windhoeken, or at the coast or what?
They're actually in Luderitz.
Ah, Luderitz.
My wife is also working there, and so the kids is also there with her. And I just go visit, or they come visit when they have a chance.
Man, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Jeremy. We wish you all the best with your ventures. Hopefully one day when you do get that qualification, when you are in IT, you're going to give us a call and be like, NSK and Shekwan, I did it.
Definitely.
Yes, yeah, Buta.
Definitely.
Have a good one.
Okay, thanks, guys, and thanks for entertaining us when we are working.
Father's Vibe, you are home on 89.3.
Here's Nicki Minaj and Drake.
I fly with the stars in the sky.